From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudette, and this is Idaho Matters. The Toronto International Film Festival is not only a place for movie studios to wheel and deal and find new films to put into theaters in the future, it's also a great place to look for future Oscar-winning movies. Our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, is heading to Toronto this year to check out what's new in the world of film. George goes every year, and he's joining us now for a preview of this year's festival. Oh my goodness, George. I have to say, I remember when we first started Idaho Matters, you came on to talk about the Toronto Film Festival, and you told us to watch out for a little movie called The Green Book.
That's right. And what happened? Best picture.
Won a lot of Oscars.
Exactly. Absolutely. You know, it's so interesting you said that, because I've run out of fingers and toes to count the number of times I have seen a film that even the studio was unsure of, and that they tuck into a small little theater at the Toronto Film Festival because they don't think audiences probably won't like this. Let me give you some examples. One year I was there and there were some big titles, et cetera. And I think I went into theater number 15 out of 20. There's like 20 different screening rooms. And on the eighth day, so in other words, this is where they put the junk. And the theater, I think there were maybe 20 of us in the theater the first time anyone had seen this movie. And as I'm walking in, I talked to one of the distributors and I said, what is it about? And they said, we haven't really seen it. It's about football and ballroom dancing. And I'm thinking, that's interesting. I go into the theater and it's Silver Linings Playbook.
I was going to say.
And the 20 of us are looking at each other and we just nod to one another. We walk out and I said, you've got a winner here. And they said, maybe we'll put it in one of the bigger theaters tomorrow. Well, word got out and it built. And The King's Speech, Moonlight, yes. Nomadland, The Princess Bride emerged from TIFF. Slumdog Millionaire had no distribution deal before it went there. It happens every year.
See, George, this is what I find just so fascinating about it, is that it's filled with these little gems that you don't necessarily know are there until you actually sit down in a movie theater, right? Because a lot of the films get really hyped, but as you said, some of them don't at all.
Absolutely. I have a schedule that has been sent to me, so I basically have a few Excel sheets where they give you nothing but the title, maybe the director, and if you're familiar with source material, and quite often it's a coin flip or it's just, trust your gut, because at any given time, there are 12 to 15 different movies screening at the same time, and they're not going to screen again. So you're thinking, maybe this one, maybe that one. But after a while, you do get a feel for it. And when you love something and you think it touches something that hasn't been touched in a while, that's one of those really amazing special moments when you can't wait to tell other people about it.
What do you think makes this film festival so special, George?
I think it's, and we've talked about this, it is because it is a people's film festival. 99% of the people who go to this film festival will pay to go to see the movies. Yes, there are critics. Yes, there are film folks and lots of red carpets, etc. But it's not Cannes and it's not Sundance. And these are movies that people will actually see. These are films and the audiences love it. And the stars, it's this rare opportunity to actually spend time with the people who make your career possible. I want to share something with you. So here are three great filmmakers. And this was just a couple of years ago, and I recorded this. So here are director Denis Villeneuve, who directed Sicario, Arrival, and Dune, which of course went on to earn him an Oscar nomination for Best Picture this year. All of his films go to TIFF. Jessica Chastain was sitting next to him. She's brought nearly all of her films there. And someone I know that returns to TIFF every year, even when he doesn't have a film, he loves to go go to the coffee shops. You're sitting next to him watching films, and that's Benedict Cumberbatch. And they all, and they all talk about what makes TIFF so special.
As you, I have a lot of beautiful memories because I came here a few times with most of my movies, I will say, and every time it has been a celebration, great, belle rencontre avec différentes personnes. I mean, it's like always like the most. I think for me, it's the most friendly atmosphere here. I feel home at TIFF. That's what I can say.
I was here for the first time 10 years ago. Actually, it was. It was the first year I really had movies come out in the movie theater. So it was the beginning of my career. So it's been an incredibly beautiful festival to revisit over the years. And I've made 6 movies in Toronto, 2 in Montreal. So I kind of feel like I'm Canadian, if you guys will have me.
I'm not Canadian, but I'm very happy to be here. I mean, what I love about this festival is how audience-driven it is. You meet extraordinary filmmakers. It's that feeling, that kind of flash of connection on the roads outside to connect to the audience and to thank them and give something back and celebrate film all together.
No exaggeration, I have been in the same line for a cup of coffee with Benedict Cumberbatch on a number of times in downtown Toronto. But yeah, it's like that. It's the other side of the velvet rope, if you will, and some pretty good films.
Okay, so let's talk about films, okay?
Yeah,
because
yeah.
There's some highly anticipated films at this year's festival. Mm-hmm. But I understand the first one is still a bit of a mystery.
It's a big mystery. It is called The Fabelmans. Nothing. You will not see any trailer online. No images are online, but it is written and directed by Steven Spielberg, and it's the very first time he's ever brought a film to a film festival. And it is what we're told is his most personal film yet, because it's based on his own childhood and his passion for movie making and the family dynamics that found their way into his work. It is called The Fabelmans, and it Michelle Williams is in it, Seth Rogen, Judd Hirsch, Paul Dano, and that's about as much as we know. But yeah, I'll be either first, second, or third in line. Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so what else are you looking forward to seeing?
The movie I'm most looking forward to seeing is a film called The Woman King, and I think this film is going to be on the lips of everyone in just a matter of months. It stars Oscar winner Viola Davis. It is a true story of the Gahohi, which is an all-female military regiment charged with protecting the embattled West African kingdom of Dahomey. It's set in 1823, and this army of only women protect this nation. And here's a clip.
My king, the Europeans wish to conquer us. They will not stop until the whole of Africa is theirs. We must fight back for our people.
Aniska, you are asking me to take them to war. War.
Some things are worth fighting for.
You are called to join the King's Guard. No kingdom in all of Africa shares this privilege. Train hard, fight harder. We fear no one. And we fear no pain. I offer you a choice. Fight or we die.
It is called The Woman King, Viola Davis, and I think this is a sure bet for an Oscar.
Speaking of Oscars, let's do some guesswork, George. Which films from this year's festival do you think will end up as Oscar nominees? You know, nothing like putting you on the spot.
Well, I think The Woman King, and I think The Fabelmans probably, but let me throw one more at you. It's a small, tiny film called The Lost King. It is the true story of an amateur historian, Sally Hawkins, battling skepticism and bureaucracy. And you may remember this a few years ago when someone discovered the remains of King Richard III underneath a parking lot in London.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, this is the true story. Let's listen.
Do you have any books on Richard III?
We have 8 titles.
I'll take them.
Which ones?
All of them. Of course. I have the strongest feeling. This is a very important historical site.
A feeling is what you get when you sit on a bus seat that's still warm.
I will fight you all the way on this. I want to dig for Richard. It's the body of an adult male.
Boys, your mother's just found Richard III.
And I'm here today to tell you a story about a person who was judged unfairly in life.
I love that. Boys, mom has just discovered Richard III.
I love that.
And that is Steve Coogan, who also helped produce this from the same team who brought us the film Philomena. It's called The Lost King. I think it's one of those word-of-mouth movies. Mm-hmm. True story. It's like, hold it. What? The remains of Richard III in a parking lot?
Right. Oh, my gosh. Okay. So, George, before I let you go, you are literally going to Toronto this weekend, but you're going to be checking in with us on the show during the festival. Right?
I most certainly will. I'll speak to you live from Toronto. I'm going to see as many films as I can, and you and all of our listeners will be the first to hear about all of these, which will be world premieres.
Well, George, I say this with love. I'm very jealous.
Well, I've got... I don't think the days of squeezing somebody into a suitcase, are over.
I'm just going to live vicariously.
Safety protocols.
Through you. That's all it is. Yep. I'm just going to live vicariously through you. George, have the best time in Toronto. We are so looking forward to hearing about what you see when you're there and see if any of these maybe predictions come true, or if maybe there's that sleeper film that you see. Can't wait to hear all about it.
Fingers and toes crossed. Thanks so much, Gemma.
Absolutely. We've been talking with our very own Morning Edition host and resident movie critic, George Prentice. George is going to be previewing this year's Toronto International Film Festival as he heads there this coming weekend, and then he'll join us live on Idaho Matters while he's in Toronto.